welcome to the first episode of 73PD. My name is John Reed. I am the Instructional Technology Coach for Hawthorne District 73, located in Vernon Hills, Illinois. We are a district with seven schools, pre-K through 8, and we serve about 4,300 students.
Hi, I'm Karen Maturo. I am the Coordinator of Staff Development, and I'm also the Induction Coordinator here at Hawthorne for our new teachers. We're really excited to have you here today.
The purpose of this podcast is to share out some of the ideas that we've got for professional development in our district, and especially for this summer. We're going to be putting out some very brief, just a few minute episodes in which we talk about assessment, because that's going to be one of the major focuses that we have over the course of this next school year.
This year, we started concentrating on stage one, which were the desired results. And this stage, as you remember, is the one where we're looking at what we want students to understand, know, and be able to do. All of our grade level teams and content area teams worked together and formulated units that will be our scope and sequence for what our students will understand, know, and be able to do. We included tech standards, social emotional standards, vocabulary standards, all kinds of things that we really want for our students, especially for them to be able to transfer and apply what they've learned. So now we are at stage two, which we'll be focusing on this year, which is now checking to see if our students understand all of those outcomes and goals that we set up for them.
And one of the ideas was stage two, and there's a great YouTube video, and we will include this with some of the other materials on the blog post where we will be putting these podcast episodes. One of the things about stage two is that this is really about finding out if the students have understood the big ideas that we're going for. They really understand what we're trying to get at with our objectives. And the video that we're going to put a link to is a great one where Grant Wiggins is talking about how this is not chapter headings. This is not topic headings. It's really about what will tie these topics to what the kids care about now. So he gives a great example in the video, and I won't go through step by step, but he's talking about a history lesson in which you talk about the Constitution. In this lesson, he says that while textbooks tend to start with Christopher Columbus or the Puritans and go forward chronologically, his recommendation is that you start with what the students know now. What are some of the big issues now that would draw them back to wanting to know or needing to know about the Constitution? And then you would do that through showing different types of evidence. You would have rubrics available for the students, and you would want them to do some type of performance tasks and show other types of evidence as well.
And he talks about how the Constitution truly is a compromise. And that was one of the big ideas that he wanted his students to understand. So your assessments would show that they truly understand what that means to compromise, to design some sort of document that would show a compromise between two parties that may not completely agree. When you are designing your stage two, what we really like too is the analogy that it truly is a photo album. That when we are looking to see when we're being detectives to find evidence that students truly understand, we need more than a snapshot. We need a full photo album. So we need a photo album of quizzes. If we're checking to see if students understand vocabulary, that might be a quick quiz. Do they understand vocabulary? Do they know the terms that they need for the unit? But we can also use the six facets. We can see if students can explain something. Do they have empathy? Can they see it from a different perspective? Can they apply and transfer what they understand? So the ultimate goal truly is to have some sort of authentic task where students are using their understanding, knowledge, and skills and applying it and transferring it to new situations that show that they truly have meaning of what they learned and understood.
And transfer really is the one of the biggest goals of this whole process, that they transfer this learning so that it goes beyond school and it goes beyond what they learn within the four walls of this building. We're going to be talking more about some of this in our next episode, in which we talk about some of the differences between summative and formative assessments, and we're going to be giving you some specific examples as well.
So please join us in our second installment of 73PD.
You can find us online by going to the iTunes store and looking for 73PD Podcast. You can
can also find my other podcast, Hawthorne Tech Talk, through the iTunes Store. And I am on Twitter, @HawthorneTech73. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.